वसतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः
ॐ पूर्णमदः
पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति
प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी ॐ ईशावास्यमिदगं सर्वम्
ॐ ईशावास्यमिदगं सर्वम्
यत्किञ्च जगत्यां जगत्
यत्किञ्च जगत्यां जगत्
तेन त्यक्तेन भुञ्जीथाः
तेन त्यक्तेन भुञ्जीथाः
माग्रिधः कस्य स्विद्धनम्
माग्रिधः कस्य स्विद्धनम्
कुर्वन्नेवेह कर्माणि
कुर्वन्नेवेह कर्माणि
जिजीविषेत् शतकं समाः
जिजीविषेत् शतकं समाः
एवं त्वयि नानते त्वस्ति
एवं त्वयि नानते तोस्ति
न कर्म लिप्यते नरे
न कर्म लिप्यते नरे
सो इन द फर्स्ट मंत्र व्हाट इज स्टेटेड इज दैट ईशावास्यम इदगम सर्वम द होल वर्ल्ड इज परवेडेड बाय ईशा बाय ईश्वर बाय ब्रह्मन But we are not covering. It is already there, discovered by Lord. But we have not covered. So Vasyam, it is expected from us that we should also cover the whole world with that idea. That whole world is covered by Lord. It is actually covered by Lord. In our Purnamada, Purnamidam we have seen, the Brahman has taken a form, we have given a name, it has got a quality. A mango tree is a form and we call it name, we have given a name so that we can transact and it has got a quality. But essentially what it is? Well, it is Brahman. It has taken a form, that's all. But we are not covering whole world with that Ishwar Buddhi. We should also cover that the whole world is covered by that Lord. Jagatyam Jagat, in this prithvi, whatever is there on this earth, everything is covered by Lord. We have to change our vision. We also have to cover the whole world with that vision, that it is covered by Lord. Ten taktena bhunjita, bole renounce. Renounce what? Renounce the wrong understanding which we have made that this world is real. This world is not real. Naam Roop is not real. So what we have to renounce is our wrong understanding. Bhunjitha, then enjoy. If you renounce the name and form and the quality, what will remain? Brahman will remain. Bhunjitha, enjoy that bliss. Magrida, Don't be greedy. Think, whose wealth is this? We are saying this is my wealth, my wealth, my wealth. Truly speaking, this is the wealth of the Lord. We are saying that this is our wealth. This is not true. We are only trustees. We are only tenant. We are only enjoyer. Lord says enjoy. But don't identify with that. Don't say this is my. Before you may so many people say it is my. And after you, the same property will be said by other people. This is my property. Whole property, whole earth belongs to Lord. So this is the Gyan Nishtha. And first mantra, the essence of first mantra is Gyan Nishtha. Renounce and meditate. Renounce the wrong understanding and meditate on the reality. Who can do this? Only those who have got Esnatraya Rahitam. Those you don't have Esnatraya. Esnatraya means three types of desire. Putreshna, Vitteshna and Lokeshna. Those people who don't have these three desires. That means who has renounced the object, emotions and thought of the world. In simple term, those who are detached from the world. Only such people can have such vision. For others, in the second verse, it is said by Upanishad, the mantra say, that if you are not able to do this thing, what you should do? Kurvanna, do. Kurvanneya karmani, do karma. Why? Because I am not Esnatraya Rahit. I have got still the doership and enjoyership. I think I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. Okay, very good. Kurvanna. But for whom? Bole for others. The word kurvan, the verb kurvanna says it should be done for others. Why others? Well, the whole srishti is doing for others. There is a cosmic wheel going on and it is working for others. And we have seen that we also have got assembly. The body is also an assembly of many parts. We have got hands, eyes, ear, nose, legs, etc., etc. This is an assembly of so many parts. And sometimes doctor change also. Kidney change kar do. Some part nikal do. Some ke replace kar do. So this is also an assembly. And an assembly is always meant for others. How an assembly is meant for others? The car is also an assembly. It's meant for others. House is also an assembly of so many things. It is meant for others. So wherever you find the assembly, it is meant for others. All creatures are doing their work for others. Except man. Because man has been given the freedom of action. Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita, karmanyevadhikaristu te. You have got the freedom to action. And in the world, nobody else has got freedom to action. They are all computerized. They have given a program which they have to follow. They have got no options. We have got options. I can do, I can not do, I can do otherwise also. Kurvanne karmani jiji vishet satagam sama. Bole jiji vishet. You want to live 100 years and go on doing, serving, doing your nitya daily duty, agnihotra and whatever is that. You have to do it and live 100 years. Evam tai na antosti, there is no other way. You have to do karma yoga, not sakam karma. You have to go in for niskam karma. Unless you go in for niskam karma, you cannot exhaust your vasanas. We have to exhaust our vasanas in this life. Evam tai na antosti na karma lipyate nare, one who follows this, he is not tainted by the karma. Tainted by the karma means sakam karma will always leave an impression on your mind, which we call tendencies, likes or dislikes. And that is the binding factor which forces us again and again to repeat the same type of action. And we think that this action is giving me some joy. And to eke out that joy, to get that joy, we go on repeating the same action again and again. And thus we give blueprint to the Lord to give me another body after we leap from this earth. So this was the second month. The whole human beings are divided into two. One for the Gyan Nishtha. If you are not fit for the Gyan Nishtha, you don't have any option other than Karma Nishtha. Second mantra says Karma Nishtha. You have to do karma. Which karma? In Karma Yoga ways. 100 years. Because you have got the doership. Because you have got the doership, you are not fit for the first mantra. Once the doership, the ego is renounced, then you become fit for the first mantra. The step is now, those people who are not fit for first mantra, what they should do? They should try Karma Yoga. And once the Karma Yoga gives you the fruit, then leave the Karma Yoga also. Karma Yoga is also a means to reach a destination. Don't get stuck in the sadhana or the means. Most of the people get stuck in the means only. They think mean is the goal. No, Karma Yoga is a means. When it gives you result, after that, leave it. When you reach a destination, you leave the train, you leave plane, you leave car. But what we do? Karte hi rahenge. Jap karte hi rahenge. Teerth Brahman karte rahenge. No, when they have given the result, leave it. After that, proceed further. Take the first, another steps. Now, those who are not doing the first mantra category, people are not there, or they are not able to abide in the first mantra, and those who are not doing the second mantra also, not doing the Karma Yoga, what will happen to them? So we have got the mantra number 3, which we will take up today here.
Asurya namate lokaha andhena tamasa vritaha
andhena tamasa vritaha
tagamste pretyavi gacchanti tagamste pretyavi gacchanti Yeke chatmahano janaha.
Yeke chatmahano janaha.
Together. Asurya namate
loka. Andena tamasavrita.
Tagamste pretya vigachanti.
Yeke chatmahano janaha.
Shankaracharya is connecting this verse, this mantra with the previous one and says, Atha idanim advidvat nindartho ayam mantra arabhyate. A vidwan, one who is not taking either the first path, Gyan Nishtha, or who is not taking the Karma Nishtha. For those people, he is criticizing. Nindartha, he is criticizing those people. Criticizing those people means is praising that you should take either the first mantra path or the second mantra path. Go in for the Gyan Nishtha if you are fit for that, or if you are not fit for the mantra number 1, then go in for the Karma Yoga. Get fit. And after that come to Gyan Marg. So what is the procedure? Karma Yoga, from Karma Yoga come to Gyan Yoga. If your vasanas are reduced, straightway you can go to Gyan Yoga. Not reduced, if you have got the doership and enjoyership, okay, continue. But do it in the Karma Yoga way. So that your doership is, ego is reduced. Then you can come for the. But those who are not doing either Gyan Nishtha or Karma Nishtha, what will happen to them? Asurya namate loka. Asurya. where there is no Surya. One meaning. First we will see the general meaning, then we will see that in detail. Asurya. Asurya means there is darkness there. No sun. A place where there is no sunlight. Asurya naam. Te loka. They go to that place. Loka. There are many lokas. Upper loka and lower loka. Swarg and we have got Patal loka and Narak loka. This and the different lokas are there. They go. Asurya naam te loka. Andhen tamasa vrita. There is blinding darkness. Andhen tamasa vrita. It's dark there. Achha. Tagumste pretya abhigachanti. They reach there. Pretya. After leaving this body, abhigachanti, they go to this loka which are covered by darkness. Who are they? Yeke cha atmahano jana. Those who are atmana. Those who are committing suicide. Not committing suicide in the usual meaning. We will see what the atmana here means. Asurya. Asurya, one meaning. Where there is no sun, darkness. Second meaning, asur. Asur loka means where asur lives. Asur means demons. We have got an idea that asur will be a ugly person, ferocious person, but asur can be beautiful also. Asur. Third meaning, asur. Some people say asu means pran and ra means ramante. Asu plus ra is equal to asur. Asu means pran, ra means ramante. And by pran upalachana, pran is an indriya. By that upalachana, by inference, we will take all indriyas. Those who revels in the sense objects or in the senses are asur. So we all are asur. And Shankaracharya said, from the spiritual standpoint, devatas are also asur. Because they are also reveling in sukh. Asur naam te loka, asurya naam te loka. And who are these such peoples? Those who are not taking the path of jnanishtha or karmanishtha, such people can be said to be either lazy. He can be a lazy person. Number one. Number two, he is sakami, doing selfish action only. Number three, he is doing prohibited action to fulfill his own desire. We all have selfish desire. If it is fulfilled by righteous means, we call it kamya karma. If the same desire is fulfilled in unrighteous way, we call it nisiddha karma. Example, passing exam by hard labor is kamya karma. Passing exam by cheating, nisiddha karma. In both cases, it is kamya karma, it is sakam karma. But if you follow the righteous means, the result is one. If you follow the unrighteous means, result is different. So those persons who are lazy or engaged in sakam karma or doing the nisiddha karma are covered here in mantra number 3. And these people can be, naturally they are ignorant of self, we all are ignorant of self, but they have additional qualification also, ignorant of self and can be arrogant also. They want name and fame and power in the world. And once they get name, fame and power, they can become deluded also. So these persons are covered by mantra number 3. What is this andhena tamasavrita? Andhena tamasavrita, it is not the darkness, the blinding darkness which we know. When there is no light, we say it is darkness. But here the darkness means the ignorance. They go to a loka which is dark, where there is ignorance. All lower lokas are loka of ignorance. Even the devlok or the swarg is also loka of ignorance. Why? Because we are going to the swarg by performing some rituals according to the karma kanda, and you reach there. And chine punne martaloke basanti, you have to come back again when punne is over. So will you be realized there? No. Even the post of Indra you can attain. If you can perform 100 Ashwamedh Yagya, you will be given the post of Indra. But they are also not realized. The ignorance of self is there also. How do you prove? In Keno Upanishad it has come. That the Brahman came in the form of a yaksha, and fire god, air god and Indra could not recognize. That shows that ignorance of self is there also there in Swargaloka. And those visiting to Swargaloka, they are also ignorant. Loka, another meaning. While living, we are going to one loka to another. We experience different field. Now, from India, we came to America. The experience of field, the experience there in India and experience here is different. So from the place to place, the experience changes. From time to time, experience changes. I was sick two weeks before. Now I am healthy. Experience has changed. And daily also we are experiencing different things. We are passing through 3 different states of mind. Jagrit avastha, swapna avastha and susupti avastha. In each avastha, in each state of mind, the experience is different. So loka here means while living also is the different experience at different place. From place to place our experience is different. And from different time to time also our experience differs. And within same day 24 hours also our experience differs from Jagrat to Swapna to Susupti. All 3 experiences are different. Pretya, when you leave. So when you leave means from one state to another you go. From one place to another place you go. From one time to another time you go. This covers pretya. Or from one body to another body you go. That also is covered here. Pretya abhigacchanti. He, when he goes, so what happens there? Yeke achatmahano jana. Atmahana jana, they are called atmahatyara. They are committing suicide. How they are committing suicide? Ignorance are all identified with the body. We are all identified with body, mind and intellect equipment, which is unreal. And this bondage gives us again and again new birth. Here Shankaracharya says, Atmana nityam hinsati. This Atman is with us. It is available 24 hours, 365 days till I am on this earth. It is available. Nitya means that it is available and you are rejecting it. And you are accepting something unreal. Atman is real. And you are accepting something unreal. Because of identification with Deha Buddhi. So it is called Atmahatya. Why? Because you lost the opportunity. Shankaracharya in Vivek Chudamani says, verse number 4 of Vivek Chudamani says, Labdha kathanchin nar janma durlabham tatrapi purusam srutipada darsanam yastu atma muktau na yatet moodadi sa atmaha swam vinanti asat griha labdha kathanchin nar janma durlabham. Somehow you got the human body. And what we are trying to find out, kaise hua, what was my past, go to the astrologer, what is my future, why I got this birth. Are why you want to find out the cause of your birth? You are born, accept it. Now what to do? You have to come out of this. How this ignorance came? What is the use of finding out this ignorance? Why you are researching on the ignorance? Now you find out how to remove this ignorance, come out of it. Tulsidas ji say, Bade bhag manus tan paava. It's very difficult to get. But having got this thing, narjan durlabham, it's very, very durlabh, it's very rare to get the human birth. Tatrapi punstvam, tatrapi, after that you have got the capacity that you can control your emotions are not covering your intellect. Most of the people are emotional, they react on emotions, they don't utilize their intellect. It is said that 5% of the people only utilize intellect. 95% people are emotionals. But if you have got this capacity to overcome your emotions by intellect, in Kandal life you will find that keep your head above the emotions. Emotions are required, but don't become emotional. Tathapi punstam shruti para darshan, and you got a chance to hear this mantra, this knowledge of self, this Upanishad you are hearing, you got a chance also. Shruti para darshanam yastu atma muktau na yatet moodadi, but the fool, moodadi, you are not trying to get yourself liberated. Sir, Atmaha Swam Vinahanti Asatgara. He is committing suicide by holding on to Asat. Asat means unreal. We all are holding to Asat, unreal things. What is unreal thing? Body, BMI, everything. Jagat, all Jagat is unreal. Jagat is Jayate Gacchati Tishtati. Jagat means which is born, which stays and goes. Jagat starts from the thought in the mind to Anantakoti Brahmand. So your thought is also Jagat. From thought to Anantakoti Brahmand is Jagat. The whole thing is unreal. What we are holding? We are holding the Asat Grihat. How can you say we are killing Atman? Guruji gives very beautiful example. Bole, you have got a food in front of you and you are not eating that food because you are angry. Are you not killing that food which is existing on the table? Food is there. You are not eating. Why? I am angry. Is it not killing food? Same with Atman is with you. You are not trying to understand, get it, or abide in that Atman. It is existing with you. Is it not killing? It is killing. It says it is new. It is, he is doing nitya atmahatya. Shankaracharya says, Atmanam nityam hinsati. Nityam. It is already with you and you are not trying for it. So what is this loka? Shankaracharya says, te loka karma phalani lokyante. The lokas are for giving you the karma phal, fruit of action. Lokyante drishyante bhujyante iti janmani. And you are given appropriate body to experience their sukh in those lokas. Gurudev described that these lokas are mineral kingdom, plant kingdom, animal kingdom, human kingdom, or dev. In each loka, you have to have a different body to experience. In dev loka, this body will not go. You need another body, which is different, subtle, to experience sukh there. After experience, come back, then you take the human body. But is it guaranteed? Now I have got human body, next time also I will get human body? No. Here he says, they go and come back as yatha karma yatha srutam. You get the lokas according to your karma. Karma is the deciding factor. If you have done the punya karma, you go to the higher loka, go to the swarga, exhaust your punya. All karma will give you either papa or punya, and they end after they give you papa and punya. All karma, if the righteous karma is there, it will give you punya. If the karma is not righteous, if you have done nisiddha karma, prohibited karma, that is pap karma. So they will give you joy or sorrow. When they will give, that Lord knows. Because karma phal, the fruit of action, is not in my hand. Doing action is in my hand. I can do whatever action I want. Nobody will stop me, not even Lord. Lord also will not stop. So karma, I have got the right. So that right I have to exercise properly. If I do sakam karma, then I am increasing my vasana, and according to that vasana, again I am getting birth. If I do niskam karma, my vasana slowly gets exhausted. You can get realized, if you can do it in this life, you can get realized here. Vasana reduced, you are fit for the jnana nishtha then. How you reduce your vasana? By karma yoga. Is there any other method? No. There is no other method. So we have to reduce that and go ahead. And once you come to know Satchidanand, you become immortal. That is what we are seeing in chapter 14 also, Bhagavad Gita. Lord, in the first two verses said, you only have to know, gyatva, nothing kritva, only you have to know. And he guarantees, ki everybody, sarve munya, they got the mukti, param siddhi they got. How they got? Bole bhai, shravan manan nidhi dhyasa. When the shravan will start? Shravan will come only when you exhaust your vasana by karma yoga, then only you are fit to come in this hall. Otherwise the gates are open, people will not come. Because they have not exhausted their vasana. They are fighting in the world, trying to exhaust by fulfilling the vasanas. They are not coming, doors are open. So who can enter the hall of Upanishads? only those who have exhausted little bit of vasanas, now you come for the knowledge. So once you adjust your vasanas or reduce your vasanas, you come to this hall, understand it and proceed further. Yatha karma yatha srutam. This is explained many times. I have explained yatha karma yatha srutam. Yatha srutam means whatever you heard about the scriptures. The more you hear, the more you will withdraw from the object, emotions and thought of the world. You will come this side, your actions will reduce, your papa karma, nisiddha karma will reduce, and there will be a dispassion to the world. Vairagya. Vairagya means attachment will go. And once the karma yoga has given fall, even Bhagavad Gita says, stop it now. Then proceed to Sravan Manan Nididhyasana. In our Sadhana Panchakam next class, we will be entering into that. After doing this Karma Kanda, after studying the Karma Kanda in Brahmachara Ashram and exhausting the Vasana, same thing is written there. In Sadhana Panchakam which are saying, same thing is written there. Vedo nitya dhiyatam tad uditam karma samishtiyatam. Studies Vedas daily in Brahmachara Ashram. And if you have got the vasana, ten uditam, according to ordain, according to vihitam karma, according to the scheme given in the scripture, exhaust them. How to exhaust? Ten isasya vidhiyatam apachiti. Ten iswar. Vidhiyatam means sacred preserve, whatever the sastra says. Apachiti means bhakti purvaika, by offering to the Lord. Exhaust your all vasana by offering it to the Lord. Same thing, karma yoga. Kamme mati tajyatam. Kamme mati tajyatam means no selfish desires. Kamme, kamme karma, mati tajyatam. Leave, renounce 100%. Same thing Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita chapter 3, the last sloka, jahi kam. He said, kill it. Don't try to reduce it. Even one vasana will bring you back to the jagat. One desire will change your life. Again, it will derail you from your sadhana. What should we do? How to proceed further? Bhaj Govinda. Verse number 9. Satsangatve nisangatvam. Nisangatve nirmohatvam. Nirmohatve nischaltatvam. Nischaltatve mukti. In four lines, Shankaracharya said, satsange. You have to come to satsang. Is it very necessary? Yes. Who will tell you about the sat? What is satsang? Sang of sat. Those people who are discussing about the sat. Satsang can be of different types. Different types means different levels. How? A realized person is always reveling in sat. He is satsang itself. Guruji, realized person, always reveling in sat. Satsang. If you come in the company of Guruji, it is also satsang. Because he will talk about the sat only. He will not talk about the jagat, asat. Ask him any question of the worldly things, he will say, I don't know. If you want to know anything about the sat, ask. Satsang. If Mahatma is not available, realized soul is not available, even the devotees who are discussing is also sat. Satsang. Devotee bhi nahi mila. Kya kare? If you are studying the scriptures, or you are reading the life of all realized saints, studying yourself, that also is satsang. Kuch to samajh mein aayega. Without teacher also, if you read the commentary, 40%, 50%, 60%, 70%, you will get some knowledge. And the last it is said, even if you have got the positive thought, that also is a satsang. To satsange nisangatvam. Unless you come to satsang, you will never be able to know how to detach from the world. Satsang will tell you how to detach. What is real, what is unreal will come, you will come to know here only. Not in any college or university. We all have gone to college and university, but we never anybody told us what is Sat, what is Asat. Sat and Asat discussion you will find in Satsanga. And you will be convinced that Asat is unreal, changing and perishable, and we are trying to hold Asat only. And this also will slip away from my hand, because when I leave from this world, I will not be able to take it, we all know. Even if I was a king in dream and had a palace, that palace I can't use in our waking state. Similarly, whatever you have got in your waking state, you cannot utilize in your realized state. Can you utilize your dream world assets in waking state? On the same line, whatever you have acquired in your waking state cannot be utilized. What can be utilized? Yatha karma yatha sutam, that's all. Whatever actions you have done, according to that action, only your actions will go there. Yatha sutam, how much you have purified your mind, that purified mind goes there. Yatha karma yatha sutam, so how much, important is Shravan. Nisangatve nirmohatam. When you detach from the unreal, when you come to satsang, you detach from the unreal, what will happen? Nirmohatam. Delusion is gone. My wrong understanding is gone. What is my wrong understanding? This is real. And Atman is unreal because I can't see Atman. So we don't discuss about Atman. So once you detach from the world, nissanga, nirmohatam, delusion is gone, wrong understanding is gone. What is moha? Wrong understanding. Nirmohatam, nischal tattvam. When delusion is gone, you have now a clear thinking. Only two things are there. Jagat is there and Lord is there, matter and spirit. If you detach from the matter, what will happen? Spirit. Nirmohatve nischal tattva. What is that nischal tattva? That Brahman, that Atman. And once you read the nischal tattva, jivan mukti, you have become liberated. You have to abide in the nischal tattva, that's all. So the third mantra is trying to make you dispassionate. It is criticism, but in the other sense, it is praising the other two marga, Jnana marga and Karmanishtha marga. Jnana nishtha and Karmanishtha. This third mantra is trying to withdraw the people from the worldly things and says, no. You should not go this side because it will take you to Asurya Loka. Asurya Loka means not the sunless place. It is a place where still ignorance is there. In Swarga also ignorance is there. In the lower kingdom also ignorance is there. How do you prove in the lower world also is ignorance? Because they don't have intellect. See the stone world, mineral world. See the plant world. See the animal kingdom world. They don't have developed intellect. Only a person with a perfect intellect can understand it. other people won't understand. What is to be done? Well, don't delay. Start now. What to do? Bole karma yoga. From the state of ignorance, come to the karma yoga. From karma yoga, come to the jnana nishtha. And do it within this life. This is what the scheme is given in mantra number 3. The Atman which is eternal is with us and we are neglecting it, and it is as if we are killing that Atman. The opportunity is there, but we are not taking that opportunity. So don't postpone and do it now. This is mantra number 3. And the mantra number 4 and 5, what is self? We will take it on the next class together. What is this Atman? The nature, its characteristics is given in mantra number 4 and 5. Then mantra number 6 and 7, again we will take it together, which is gives the lakshan of a realized person. And mantra number 8 again tells about the Atman in summarized way. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.